Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting second. The right fielder, Joe LaHoud. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting eighth. The catcher, Russ Gibson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Culp. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ray Culp. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting second. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting third. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lee May. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stan Williams. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Stan Williams. And now, play ball. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy takes first base on ball four. Joe LaHoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Foy. The throw from Sims and he is safe. Foy steals second. Joe LaHoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHoud hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Foy moves to third. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski strikes out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal takes first base on ball four. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardenal. The throw from Gibson and he is safe. Cardenal steals second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cardenal scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Gibson for a passed ball. Snyder moves to second. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a pop-up towards short. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sims settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis strikes out. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller takes first base on ball 4. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp takes first base on ball 4. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Foy bunts between the mound and first base. Williams scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Foy for the out. Culp moves to second. One out. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. LaHood takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Culp scores. LaHood moves to second. It's Red Sox, 1. Indians, 1. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. LaHood moves to third. Two outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. LaHood scores. Harrelson moves to second. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-1 in the game. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cardinal strikes out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Snyder for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson strikes out. Two outs. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Culp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a pop-up towards short. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-1 in the game. Sims takes first base on ball 4. May moves to second. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-1 in the game. Alves hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Fuller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Foy hits a line drive into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. LaHood is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cardenal hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown strikes out. There goes Williams. The throw from Gibson to second, and Williams is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-2 in the game. Petrocelli hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Hal Kurtz now pitching. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-2 in the game. Andrews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Culp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andrews moves to second. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Foy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andrews scores. Culp moves to second. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. LaHood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May takes first base on ball 4. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli fields it and throws to second for the out. Snyder moves to third. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sims hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of LaHood. Sims reaches second base with a double. Snyder scores. Horton moves to third. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-2 in the game. Alves hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Foy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew pinch hits for Vern Fuller. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew takes first base on ball 4. Dave Nelson pinch runs for Joe Askew. Willie Smith pinch hits for Hal Kurtz. Bill Landis now pitching. Tommy Harper pinch hits for Willie Smith. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Horton scores. Sims moves to third. Nelson moves to second. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Gary Waslowski now pitching. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cardenal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5. And the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Nelson now playing second base. Mike Paul now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to second. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith strikes out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Yastrzemski moves to third. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yastrzemski scores. Harrelson moves to second. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-3 in the game. Gibson hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6. And the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Waslowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waslowski hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Foy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sims settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. LaHood takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 3 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards second. Andrews picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Andrews. Sims moves to second. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 3 in the game. Alves hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. Smith moves to second. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Andrews hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Smith moves to third. Two outs. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sims for a passed ball. Smith scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-3, Red Sox. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-4 in the game. Gibson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Nelson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Vidal pinch hits for Eddie Fisher. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidal hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cardenal strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-4 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. LaHude settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.